We are back on the Campers Chronicle with Ben Hammer.
We're back, guys. It's been a little bit since we've been back. I hope I hope every single one of you guys at DMACC had a safe and healthy break.
Amazing winter break.
I had a great break. So let's get right into it. Jaden, what did you do over break? What did you do with the? I heard that you went to your grandma's house.
Some activities. I went to my grandma's house for Christmas, right?
Nice.
Then for New Year's, my family came down to my house. My aunt and uncle came down. And, you know, we just celebrated. You know, just watching football.
You know,
watched a nice football game.
Somehow the Ohio State lost to Miami. And yeah, so for me, I had cousins come down from Chicago. I haven't seen them in a little bit, so it was nice to see, you know, family come in town. And for New Year's, we went to a family friend's house of ours. So that was nice to see them because we haven't seen them in a little bit. So it was nice to go over to their house. And yeah, man, 2026 is here. Crazy. We're living in it, man. It's hard to believe. You know, hard to believe that we're in 2026, and so yeah, let's get right into it. My Chicago Bears, baby.
Bear down!
Let's freaking go! Bear down, baby! We beat the Packers. I don't want to hear any more excuses about how, oh, the Bears can never beat the Packers with Jordan Love. We just did it. We just did it on Saturday.
They beat them in overtime.
Hey, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
They could have beat him three times, too.
I know. They should have. They should have. If Ben Johnson ran the ball.
Did you see the Ben Johnson and the handshake?
He just went like this. It was like, nope, I'm done. But Ben Johnson's a man of his word, man. I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. He did it, man. I don't want to hear any excuses from Packers fans. Oh, the Bears can never beat us with a healthy team. We just beat you with Jordan Love as your quarterback. I don't want to hear any excuses. Bear the F down, baby. The Bears are back. We're in the playoffs. We haven't had a playoff win since, I don't even know, like 2010, I think. We got this playoff victory. Ben Johnson's the real deal. Caleb Williams is the real deal. And I hate people calling him a bust. I hate it, man. People say,
when he first got drafted, I didn't consider him like a bust, but like I thought Jaden Daniels was a better prospect.
Yes.
But like I said with Tyler Warren, like I don't think Jaden Daniels would be doing the same thing with the Bears as Caleb can do.
Yeah.
Like I think Caleb and Colson Loveland are better for the Bears than they would be like somewhere else.
100%.
Like 100%. Or Tyler Warren and Jaden Daniels would not do the same thing like in the Bears system as they would be doing now.
100%. I agree. And you got to give credit where credit's due. Ryan Poles drafted a great tight end. And at the time when the Bears took Colson Loveland, I was kind of critical. I was like, okay, Tyler Warren was right there, right? Tyler Warren was right there. We took Colson Loveland ahead of Tyler Warren, and Tyler Warren, ironically enough, went the next pick to the Indianapolis Colts, and I'm just glad we took Colson Loveland because he's made a big impact on our team this year. And
when I figured out my tag, I did it.
You did? Okay, yeah. Good. Okay. all right, so... shout out those guys out there. Colson Loveland was a great pick, and I'm happy. My Chicago Bears won a playoff game. You know, all my life, I've seen the Chicago Bears suffer through pain, through terrible head coaches. My first full year watching the Bears was 2018, the 2018 season, Matt Nagy's first season. And that year, oh, man. That year was special. And you know what happened after that? I saw something the other day, actually. The last time Al Michaels caught a Bears playoff game. The double doink. I remember where I was. I was at my aunt's house actually watching it because my aunt and uncle are Bears fans. So I was sitting in our living room watching it. And he made the field goal before, and then Doug Peterson called a timeout for the Eagles, and then he missed it. I remember Al Michaels' call. He was like, "That's impossible!" Like he's just. But yeah, it's. I'm so excited as a Bears fan, man. I couldn't be more thrilled. Got me hyped up, and I thought I was gonna lose a lung, man. The way the Chicago Bears played, like their defense is not good.
They were down by like what, 18?
21-3.
18.
Brandon McManus. I don't see way how he's on the team next year. I mean, dude, sold. Missed two field goals in a row.
Like, and then he missed the extra point. That was big too.
Like, bro, Bears fans, if you're a Bears fan here at DMACC, you should be pretty happy. I'm happy too. I'm fired up. My Chicago Bears got a playoff win. It feels good, especially because we beat the Green Bay Packers. Packers fans, go home, man. Eat cheese all you want. Enjoy Cancun because the Chicago Bears are moving on.
They grated up that cheese.
Yeah, they grated up just like what Caleb did. We grated up that cheese, baby. Packers fans, enjoy Cancun because your season is over. So,
you heard the Cancun playoffs, though?
Oh, yeah.
Ravens Lions, and Chiefs.
Yeah,
and Lions and Cowboys.
Lions, yep. Enjoy Cancun, Green Bay.
Cancun Super Bowl, let's go.
I don't think we've gotten to this. The Bears lost to the Packers the other time. And Jaden, I was very disappointed in Ben Johnson's play calling that game. Why are you passing it at the 1 yard line? Run the football.
And then Caleb at the end of the game, he could have just ran for the first down.
Yeah, he should have just ran it. And then we get to the 49ers, the San Francisco 49ers. What an absolute shootout that game was. I was watching that with my dad on Sunday Night Football. Knowing my dad, the biggest Bears fan that he is. What a shootout. Brock Purdy was not even torching our defense. He was exhilarating our defense. Caleb Williams found Coastal Love in the end zone. Who else did he find? I think he found Rome, DJ Moore, I think.
He found like everybody. He got Luther Burden one too.
Yeah.
And he was having a crazy game.
I know. And why are we not running the ball the final play of the game? Ben Johnson did it again against the 49ers. Like, Ben, you're a good coach, but like, why, bro? Why? I just don't understand why we're doing this, and it's just...
That was like a similar game. Like, you know the Chiefs and Rams game back in the day?
Yep.
That was 55-52. I thought it was going to end in like overtime, like 50-51 or something.
But, I mean, this Bears team shows that they can compete, right? When we saw Nagy and Eberflus, when the score... Like Saturday, Jaden, when the score was 21-3, Matt Eberflus's team, they would have just given up. They would have said, all right, next week, game over.
Would have put the backups in.
Yeah, they would have put the backups in. But what does Ben Johnson do? He shows this team that they're not out of it. He shows his team they're not out of it. And you know what I saw the other day, actually? So Colson Love, when the Bears sat in, said that Ben Johnson showed them the game, 20-3, the Patriots game. And you know who was on that team? Joe Tooney was on the Bears. He was on the Patriots. And Grady Jarrett was on the Falcons. So it's kind of, Ben said it was kind of nice to get those perspectives from those guys of what the game was like. And I'm glad that Ben showed him that game, because the Bears can come back from anything now. They can come down from 21-3. They can come down from 18-3, 16-3. And so, yeah, I'm very proud of how my Chicago Bears finished. You know, and if you're a Packers fan, man, I don't care about them, because Packers fans are annoying. So
what do they play next? The
Rams.
The Rams?
Oh, Stafford's going to... Stafford and Nakua and Adams are going to torch hurt.
Did you see that Rams game?
No, I didn't.
It was crazy.
Dude, I'm not trying to be negative Nancy here, but I legitimately think Nakua and Devontae Adams are just going to torch our defense. Like, I want us to win, but I don't think we are. But, yeah. But overall, I'm proud, right? Coming into the season, we didn't know how good the Chicago Bears would be. I don't think we win 12 games. I'm not shying away from that. I don't think we would have won 11 games either. But for us to fight back and win so many games that nobody thought that we'd win, including myself, I did not think that we would win those games. And for Ben Johnson, I love the guy. Guy's a great coach. And yeah, man, enjoy Cancun, Green Bay, because... Do you see what we said in the locker room? F the Packers. F those guys, man. Like, but yeah. So yeah. Diehard Chicago Bears fan. Love my team. Go Bears. Bear down, baby. And hopefully that we beat the Rams somehow. And speaking of that, Jaden, what did Mr. Santa Claus bring you this year for Christmas? What did he get you?
Loki, I just got some money.
I got some new shoes right here. These brand new shoes.
Ooh.
These Adidas shoes. Yep. Shout out to Santa Claus for bringing me those. And
I just got some bands. That's all I got. I didn't really want anything. Like, I didn't ask him.
That's
fair. I didn't send him a list this year.
Mr. Santa Claus, yep. I got some brand new shoes. I needed them because my shoes were 2 years old. And yeah, it was a good Christmas. Got to see some family. Got to... So, Jaden, I think we've asked this before. What were some of the Christmas movies that you watched during Christmas time?
I watched A Nightmare Before Christmas. You know that one?
No, who's in that?
It's like an animated thing.
What year did it come out? Like 30s?
No. It was like the 90s. Have you seen this dude before? He's like a...
Oh!
That guy.
Is that like... I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really... Like, it was the first time I watched it because people kept hyping it up. So yeah. I watched it at my grandma's.
Nice, nice.
And then we watched Home Alone.
Classic. Got to.
And
you know, so you know the spider scene in Home Alone, that's real. Like, but the scream that Daniel Stern had was like fake because they like inserted it. So like, if he would have like actual scream, that would have scared the spider away. But the spider was real. Like when they put it on him, that was real. But like the scream that he had, that was fake. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
So like, if he would have actually like screamed like in the moment, that would have scared the spider away. So they like inserted a scream. Yeah, but classic movie. Got all.
And then Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Classic.
And Frosty the Snowman.
Classic. So I watched, have you ever seen Just Friends? I watched that. Watched Home Alone 2. It's not as good as the first one, but it's still pretty good. What else did we watch? We watched Home Alone, obviously. My aunt and uncle actually turned on Christmas Story with so you know the guy in Elf, Ming Ming, the guy that says, "Come on, buddy, how many Etch-a-Sketches have you made?" You know that guy?
Yeah.
That's Peter Billingsley. That's the guy in A Christmas Story, the guy that says, "You'll shoot your eye out," like stuff like that.
Oh, I watched Grinch too, like the new one.
Jim Carrey or the animated one?
The animated one.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean,
it's pretty decent.
Yeah, but
and then the Polar Express too.
You know Tom Hanks voices like everybody in that movie?
Literally like 10 people.
Bro's like the goat.
Voices the whole movie.
The whole cast. Yeah, it was good. And speaking of that, Iowa Hawkeyes beating the crap out of Mr. Diego Cocky Pavia. What are your thoughts on that game? Watch the game?
Yeah. I watched the whole thing.
Diego, I did too.
Did you see what he said before the game? He was like, "All you have to do is score 7 points to beat Iowa."
Yeah, no, the voice is like, "Buddy, like, you scored 27 and we beat you, bro. We cooked your team, buddy."
And it was like a fake comeback too. Like, they shouldn't even have that many points either.
Who, Vanderbilt?
Yeah, it was like a fake comeback at the end.
Yeah, it kind of was. But speaking of that, Iowa's been getting a lot of guys in transfer portal this year. They're loading up.
They got that quarterback too, right?
Quarterback?
Bessinger?
Yeah. We need to start Bessinger. Iowa Jamie, I think Bessinger can be our best QB recruit probably ever.
And they got that freshman tight end that went crazy in the bowl game.
DJ Vanami, he's Vanami. Really good. He is. But you know, it's crazy enough. DJ Vanami played quarterback in high school. So, you know, he thinks like a quarterback, right? I think that's why he got so open so much, is because he thinks like a quarterback. He thinks like what a quarterback would do, right?
Like where he needs to be at.
Yeah, exactly.
To get the ball.
That's why Kelsey's so good, because Kelsey played quarterback in college and in high school, where he thinks what the quarterback would do. That's why Kelsey's so good. And yeah, I'm so proud of that. Like, as an Iowa fan, I didn't think we'd win. I really don't. I don't think we would.
I thought it'd be like maybe close.
Yeah,
I didn't think they'd score 34 points.
Yeah, how about that trick play? Weegan tossed it to Gronowski, tossed it to DJ Vanami. And yeah, man, it's just I'm really proud of just how hard Iowa fought. And
Gronowski actually had like a really good game too. I'm proud of him.
Yeah, man, I'm proud of you. Way to go, Mark. Way to go, buddy. And yeah, just you know, just
if they played like that all season,
we would have beaten Indiana. We would have beaten Oregon. Speaking of Indiana, by the way, we'll get to them in a little bit.
They would have had the win over the best team in college football.
We would be undefeated. We would have beaten USC. We would have beaten. Or I was actually at the Oregon game. I think I've told you this. So me and my brother,
about to rush the field.
Yeah. So we were walking down. This was like before Oregon had the ball, right? We were walking down, and it was me, my brother, my younger brother, and guys that we sit with. We're walking down. I was like, "We're gonna win this game." And so, guys that we were sitting next to, I turned to him. I was like, "We're gonna win this game. Like, we're gonna win." And God dang, Deshaun Lee cannot defend a pass. And I'm so disappointed that Iowa played like that. Like, what's the quarterback like?
Like, I was so hyped when Mark ran that in.
Yeah, literally, I was like, "All right, we're gonna win this game."
But if they got that 2-point conversion, if he got his like other foot down or his one foot down, you know, the like the crazy 2-point conversion that they called bad.
Yeah,
like, if he got that, they would have went to overtime at least.
They would have. And do I think Dante Moore is a good quarterback? Yes. I don't think he's Fernando Mendoza good, but I think he's a great quarterback.
They're saying that he's the number one prospect, but they got Mendoza going one.
Dante what is Moore? That? Heck yeah. No.
What does that mean? Like, they got Dante Moore.
Watching
like,
Fernando, I told you this before we got on the show. Watching Fernando Mendoza sling the rock is the most beautiful thing I've
like
ever
magical.
Seen. Yeah, he's just mad. Watch the Raiders somehow ruin him. Speaking of that, they fired Pete Carroll, which I. Like, what is he supposed to do? Like, the Raiders are terrible.
With the Raiders, what are you supposed to do? Like, with Geno Smith, that quarterback.
Yeah, like, what are you supposed to do? Like, it...
Like just, if I'm the coach, I'm telling Ashton Gentry to just run the ball all game.
Yeah,
like,
Ashton Gentry single-handedly carry that team this year. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, they carry that team. And, yeah, it's... speaking of that, do you see there's a new movie coming out about John Madden?
There is?
Yeah.
It's I didn't see it.
Yeah, but it's... Hopefully it's good. And, but did I not tell you this year? Like, Pete Carroll is old. He's washed. Like, what is he get? What is he get? Tom Brady could be the quarterback and they would mess him up. Like, what are you supposed to do? Like, you can't do anything. The Raiders are like the Bears. They're cursed. Like, the Bears for so many years I thought were cursed. And do I think Pete Carroll is a good coach? Yes. I just think he's been put in a bad organization, right? It's like putting Tom Brady, like, I've told my dad this and I've told this people this many times. If Tom Brady was drafted by a different team, he would have been out of the league like 10 years ago. He would have. As much as people don't want me to accept that, he would have. And if Drew Bledsoe would never gotten hurt, nobody would know who Tom Brady is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, if Drew Bledsoe would have not gotten hurt, nobody would know who that is. And yeah, so just Max Crosby, hopefully the Bears trade for him. Poles, go all in next year and trade for Max Crosby, because we need... I've told people this. The Bears are one superstar edge rusher away from going to the Super Bowl.
He's a great player.
Like, he is a great player.
If he had talent around him like Myles Garrett, he'd be up there with him.
Oh, 100, like Myles Garrett... Speaking of that, the Steelers lost to the Browns. They were worried about
him getting the sack record more than trying to win the game.
They were more like win the game. Like Jesus.
Like it doesn't matter if he gets a sack record or not. It's going to happen eventually.
He's single-handedly carrying the what are they? 4-12? Like he's single-handedly carrying the 4-12 Browns right now to victories, and it's just yeah, man, it's Aaron Rodgers, I hope retires because I do not like him.
I hope he gets smoked tonight.
I do too. Who do they put? The Texans, are they at home or away? T-Sewers at home?
The Steelers are at home because they won the division.
Oh.
I feel like the Ravens should have won, though.
Speaking of the Ravens, firing John Harbaugh.
Crazy. They're in talks with the Browns. He might go to the Browns, like he said.
That'd be a good move. That would be a great move. And the first thing the Browns can ever get right, hiring a good coach. You had Baker and you got rid of him.
He might be able to save the franchise.
He will. I think he will. If he gets the right pieces in there, I think he will. Speaking of that, Browns fired Kevin Stefanski. Yeah. Now, I don't think he was a bad coach.
He just wasn't consistent enough.
Yeah, yeah. He just wasn't consistent enough. And I mean, when you have Shador Sanders as a quarterback, it's kind of hard to be consistent. You know what I mean? But I mean, he had Baker Mayfield.
Four different quarterbacks too.
I think he had Baker. No, yeah. When did he get there? 2020. Yeah. So he had Baker. He had Joe Flacco. Jesus.
And he had Deshaun Watson too.
Oh God, that guy should be locked up. Joe Flacco, okay, no, not in any particular order. Joe Flacco, Baker Mayfield, Deshaun Watson, Joe Flacco again.
And then they had Dorian Thompson Robinson too. Yeah.
And then I think that was it.
Yeah.
And then they had Shador.
Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, yeah, for a couple games. And who do you think's better, Dylan Gabriel or Shador?
I think Shador has more upside, but right now Dylan Gabriel's probably better.
Dylan Gabriel's older, but I mean, I think he has more upside. Yeah, and So I mean, Steelers. Who do you want to win tonight? Steelers or Texans? I don't really like Aaron Rodgers, but I kind of like haven't liked him because he left the pack. Whenever he left the Packers, I kind of like didn't really hate him anymore, but I kind of don't like him. It's like he'll act like nothing's a problem, and then he'll go on the McAfee show and say he'll have beef with people. It just it annoys me. And actually, during Christmas break, I saw a good movie. Saw Anaconda. You've seen that with Jack Black? You got to see
I've seen all the commercials.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie. You got to see it. I saw it with my cousins in theater. It's a great movie. Have you ever seen the original Anaconda movie?
Mm-mm.
You got to watch it. It's pretty good. But it was fun. And hoping for some good NFL action. And this is the first time since, you know what's crazy? This is the first time since 2018. Fifth grade. Let me say that one more time. I was in fifth grade the last time the Chiefs did not make the playoffs. Now I'm in college now. I'm a freshman in college. That's crazy. And I was actually in Kansas City the other day visiting my cousin, and I was talking to my aunt. I was like, so why are the Chiefs not in the playoffs? And she told me, she's like, the defense, man. Like, they just, you know, they... I don't think Steve Spagnuolo is a bad defensive coordinator. I just don't think he has like players around him. Chris Jones is getting older now, and
the whole team really just getting old.
Kelsey's a liability. And speaking of that, Kelsey actually moved 2 years ago when he started dating T Swift. And I actually like my uncle told me like the directions of where he lives at. He lives in like some like gated community. I mean, he's Travis Kelsey, like, you know. And yeah, man. And did you watch the Iowa basketball game yesterday against Illinois?
Yeah, I watched like the end of it.
You know what's crazy? So my uncle, who I was just talking about, we went up to the day to visit them, and he's actually an Illinois fan, and I'm an Iowa fan. And so my dad's sister, who he's married to, went to Iowa. So there's kind of bad, I want to say there's bad blood in their house, but there's kind of like,
there's a rivalry.
Yeah, there's a rivalry because he's an Illinois fan and I'm an Iowa fan. So like anytime Iowa plays against Illinois, I like to give him crap about it. And how did Iowa lose to Minnesota? Like, bro, how?
Like, you know what? Peja Stojakovic's son plays for Illinois.
Yeah, I was telling my dad about that. He was a great player in the NBA, solid player. You're not bad. And
Bennett Surge is just like disappointing this season.
Yeah, he is. I don't think he's. I might upset some Aka fans. I don't think he's a Big Ten worthy player.
I think he should have just stayed at Drake.
But I mean,
you got to follow your coach.
Yeah, but you don't have to, but I mean, it helps. Yeah. But speaking of that,
just like Iowa State and Penn State, like they're all following Matt Campbell. God. There's like 30 players.
And I've told you this. I don't think half the Iowa State roster is good enough to play at Penn State. I really don't. I don't think that they're good enough. And
like Rocco Bet is not going to do good there.
No. And if you Penn State fans think that Rocco Bet's going to be good, think again, because he's not. Benjamin Bramer, he'll do fine. Abu Sama went to, I texted you about this. Yeah, like, bro just probably cared more about a bag than actually winning. Like, bro, Wisconsin's in a downfall right now, dumpster fire. They should have got rid of Luke Fickell this year, but they never got rid of him.
Wisconsin might not even get a win.
They're lucky enough to even beat Old Dominion, for God's sake. Like, but yeah, man, it's crazy. Like, what are they doing, man? It's just it's
like hard. Almost the whole team followed him to Penn State. So it's basically just gonna be like the Iowa State Nittany Lions.
No, the
Penn State Cyclones.
Yeah. That was a good name for it, the Penn State Cyclones. And yeah, man. Speaking of that. Dylan Raiola is going to the University of Oregon. I don't think Dylan Raiola is a good quarterback. I really don't. I mean, Mahomes, did you see that thing where Mahomes had to wear that Oregon jersey for Jeffrey Bassa, and now Mahomes' wannabe is going to Oregon? Like, what a crazy turn of events that is. And what are your thoughts on that? How do you think? I mean, after what just happened, how Indiana just decimated you, I mean, I don't think Dylan Raiola is better than Dante Moore. I don't. I do not think he's better than Dante Moore. And,
I mean, probably means that Dante Moore is going to the draft.
Yeah, I was thinking that to myself. I was like, he probably knows something that nobody else does. He probably knows that Dante Moore. I think Dante Moore should come back to school, but I mean,
because like, there's like a gamble if you come back, but like, if you know you're gonna be good, then it's gonna help you in the long run. Like if you stay more in college,
yeah.
But like, it could be like a certain situation that like, you're going to play bad or you're going to get injured and then the scouts aren't going to like that and then you might fall in the draft.
We've seen that happen to people where they came back and they've gotten worse and then they ended up, you know, going fifth round, sixth round, even on seventh round, even undrafted.
But like,
even.
I feel like he's still going to go first round regardless.
Who?
Like,
Dante Moore. Mendoza's going to go number one.
Yeah.
I mean, just watching.
Hopefully.
He will. The Raiders need a quarterback. You cannot have Geno Smith as your starting quarterback next year. I'm sorry, but you cannot. And
hopefully. Who got the second pick? The Jets?
Probably. But I like Aaron Grant. He's a good coach, but it's not his fault. I mean, it's not
his fault that he got the Jets.
Yeah, just like a Pete Carroll. It's not his fault that the Raiders are a terrible organization. Like, what do you want him to do? Like, I mean, it's just like, you can't really do anything about it. Like for the Bears for so many years, I told my dad, I was like, Dad, nothing's going to change the Bears. And the lifelong Bears fan that my dad has been, he saw Walter Payton. He saw all those guys. And by the way, the 1985 Bears defense is the best defense of all time. I mean, there's no defense like that team. Buddy Ryan is the defensive coordinator. Mike Singletary, Dan Hampton, Steve McMichael, who actually passed away. Rest in peace. Ron Rivera, who was the Commanders coach, was on that team. And Leslie Frazier.
He played
on
the team?
Yeah, he was a linebacker. He's pretty good. And so, yeah, like you said, I think Dante Moore is okay. I mean, sorry, Dylan Raiola, I think he's okay. I don't think he's...
He's not Dante Moore level.
Like, when you have a reputation of trying to be like Mahomes, people are going to hate on you, and that's going to get to you. And I don't think Dante Moore...
He tries his best to be Mahomes.
Like, buddy, you're not Mahomes.
Like, he has the same animations. He does the same pregame ritual.
He does the same pregame thing. Like, he wears the same playbook.
Like, in the game, he tries to do, like, the animations like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, buddy,
like,
you're,
sidearm
throw you're
and
not
everything.
Patrick Mahomes, buddy. But, well, I mean, the sooner you realize that, the easier it's going to be. And, yeah, you're not Mahomes, and you never will be. And
like, I think he's a decent player, like above average quarterback, but it's just the fact that he's trying to like copy Mahomes.
Yeah, like he's not an elite level quarterback. I think he's fine, but yeah, man. Speaking of that, Sam Levitt going to LSU. Lane Kiffin gets his guy, and
I thought he's the Arizona State, right?
Yeah, I think he should have stayed there.
Cam Scottaboo.
This is another example. What if he plays bad and he ends up getting undrafted, right? I mean, my thoughts on it, I think it's a great move. I think Lane Kiffin gets his quarterback. And like I've told people this before, and I'm going to say it again. I think Lane Kiffin is great for LSU. I think he fits the culture.
And he even got some money from Ole Miss, too.
You know what's crazy? His daughter's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He's going to be coaching his daughter, Landry. Yep, he's going to be coaching Whit Weeks, and he's going to be coaching... Wouldn't you find it a little weird to be coaching your daughter's boyfriend?
Like, what do you even say to him at practice? Yeah.
What do you say to him? Hey, have her home by 8 o'clock. Like, what? I would just, like, imagine if you were my daughter's dad and I prayed for you. Like, that would be a little weird.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, like,
that's just, like, not a good connection.
Hey, if you're going to go out, have her home at 8 o'clock tonight. Like, yeah, but, I think it's a great move by LSU. I think Sam Levitt is going to be a good quarterback, and LSU fans, the last time a transfer quarterback transferred in was, I think, 3 years of, or with the 1 year of eligibility left, Mr. Joe Burrow. And look what happened that year. I'm gonna say this again.
Team ever.
Why do people keep comparing Indiana to LSU? Like, no team is like the 2019 LSU team ever.
They had, and it's like the fact that Indiana doesn't have any five stars either. Like, they weren't supposed to do any of this.
We'll get into
LSU
Indiana
had,
later.
Like, all the five stars in the world, like all the NFL talent in the world.
Justin Jefferson was a two-star recruit. But, yeah, so after Sam Leavitt, we'll get into Indiana. So I think Sam Leavitt going to LSU is a great move. I think that Lane Kiffin gets his quarterback, and hopefully that he can lead them to the national championship. And now we're on the topic, the Indiana Hoosiers. Mr. Fernando Mendoza.
They've been domination.
Pure domination. Like I texted you this the other day. They do it the right way. They play the game of football the right way.
They have 0 5 stars, but 40 players with 3+ years
and
of experience.
I've told you this before. I'd rather have a guy that's been playing 3 to 4 years than a 5-star recruit. This is where the good things of the transfer portal come in. You get guys that are experienced and they know your system, right? When you get guys that know your system, things are going to work out so much better. And this is where experience is coming into play. I've told you this before, and I told you this many times. Experience, experience, experience. That's how you're going to win college football games. Plain and simple. They have a great coach. They're well coached. They play smart. They're physical. They're tough. And they do it the right way, right? I have no hate on Indiana. For how bad they've been for so many years, I want Indiana to win. It's one of the best. It is the best turnaround in college football history. Who would have thought that a two-win team would lose two games in like 2 years?
Yeah, he's like 21-2, I think.
Remember his introductory press conference? Look me up.
Google me.
I've won everywhere I've gone, and at first people thought, okay, let's settle down here. Let's pump the brakes here, Kurt Cinetti. But what a job by Kurt Cinetti. Fernando Mendoza, I like the guy. Like we said before we got on here, guy looks like he has a script about what he's going to say. I love you, God. I want to thank my Lord and Savior. I want to thank Coach Cinetti. I want to thank him up above.
Let me first, all glory to the man above, and our team is just built around... We're just built like a family. We're all best friends off the field. And Coach Cinetti has always told us that we just have to play as a team. We always have experience. We're going to be great, guys.
Yep.
We're going to go on and win this championship for you guys.
I love the guy. Guy's a great dude.
He's just such a guy. Like, every time I hear him in like a post-conference...
You know,
like,
what's coming.
Yeah.
You know what's coming.
I have to sit down and listen to him.
I have to. I mean, you got to. I mean, he's just a
such
great...
Such a good guy.
Yeah, a great dude. And... The Raiders better not waste him. They better not. They probably will somehow, but I think he might fix that franchise around. So, like Caleb Williams with the Bears, I think he might have an effect like that, where Tom Brady better develop him well. I mean, Tom Brady's an owner, and they better develop him right. And Indiana versus Miami. And coincidentally enough, Miami played against Ole Miss. And somehow Ole Miss just forgot to play defense at the very end. I don't know what happened there. I was watching the game. I actually got home from my brother's wrestling meet at Waukee. I got home, got to watch a couple, like, last four minutes. And,
it was crazy.
Speaking of that, Kirk Herbstreit is a very busy man. Friday, he went to the Ole Miss game. Thursday, he was at the Ole Miss game, the Ole Miss-Miami game. Friday, he was on the pregame show of the Indiana-Oregon game. Then Saturday, he has to go to the Bears game and call that game. Bro never gets a break. Like, Jesus. Like, but I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I don't think Kirk Herbstreit's a great NFL announcer. I think he's the best college announcer out there. I mean, color commentator. Him and you know what I want to hear? Him and Gus Johnson calling games together. That'd be so good. That'd be so good. Don't get me wrong. Reese Davis is, I mean, Chris Fowler's good, but he's not Gus Johnson. I mean, he's just not. Touchdown, Hawkeyes.
You know, I like that Hornets announcer. Have you seen that Hornets announcer?
Oh, chicken salad. Miles Bridges.
Oh, my LaMelo ball.
LaMelo. Little dipsy do.
How do you do?
Oh, I'm diddly D. How do you do?
Oh, my gosh.
I love Eric Collins, man. He's, Eric Collins is probably one of my favorite announcers out there. And, speaking of that, my Chicago Cubs got Mr. Alex Bregman. And I'm very happy about that, because right as I was watching the Bears game, while I was watching the Bears come back and get a victory against the Green Bay Cheeseheads, I got the news that my Chicago Cubs are signing Alex Bregman. And it's a great move because we tried to pursue Alex Bregman actually last year in free agency. We did not get him. The Boston Red Sox got him. And now the Chicago Cubs got him. And we're going all in next year. We're going all in this year to try to win a ring. And you know what's crazy? Spring training starts up here in a couple months. And so you know what's a good thing is that so me, my grandpa, my younger brother, and my dad, we try to get to a spring training game at Fort Myers because they have a spring training down there. We usually go to Red Sox and Twins every year, and we try to hit a couple spring training games, and they're fun to go to. You know, you get to see some backup guys that may not make the roster or some that are already on the team. And I think one year we went one and we sat in the outfield, and right as we left, somebody hit a home run right out there. And I feel like it's bad luck because like whenever we leave, we go to the bathroom, somebody hits a home run there, and I'd be waiting there all game, and nobody hit a home run. And it's just like, but yeah, man. What are your thoughts on the Cubs getting Bregman?
I think that's a great move.
It is a great move.
They're building an all-star roster.
I mean,
they got PCA.
I know. Speaking of that, PCA was at the Bears game supporting his guy KO. But I love to see that. And infield: Alex Bregman, Dansby Swanson, Nico Horner, Michael Bush, and then outfield you have PCA, Ian Happ, and shoot, we don't have Kyle Tucker anymore. Who's going to be our outfielder?
Where do you go?
Well, we can't afford to pay him. But can you imagine if we were brought back to Kyle Tucker? This would be like a World Series. I mean, we're trying to go all in. I swear to God, I do not hope the White Sox sign that guy.
Who's that one? Seiya Suzuki?
Oh, yeah. Seiya, duh. What? I don't know. I forgot about Seiya, but can't forget about my Japanese slugger right there. But yeah, and then we signed a bunch of bullpen pieces. We need bullpen this year. We signed Hobie Miller from the Texas Rangers. We signed Logan Webb. We signed. I think he's a pretty good reliever. Nah,
he's good.
Who else did we sign?
He was on my fantasy team one year when I was baseball.
We signed another couple guys. I forget. Do you want to look up who we signed here? I forget who we signed. A couple other pitchers. We have Carson Kelly. Obviously, he's a catcher. We have Miguel Amaya. Michael Bush is a good first baseman. Trying to think of who else we signed. Hobie Milner we signed. Logan Webb we signed. We signed a couple other bullpen guys. I forget. We just signed Alex Bregman, which is good. Oh, we have Matt Shaw, who can play utility, which would be great because we need Matt Shaw's a great player. And
did you see they traded Owen Cassie? You know who that is?
Yeah. Edward Cabrera. We got him. Yeah. Yep. He'll be a great bullpen addition.
I went to an Iowa Cubs game one time. I was in like a box.
Speaking of there, I actually worked there. We should get a job together.
I went to, and he was like it was the bobblehead night for him.
Oh, it was? Nice. What was it this year?
Yeah.
You should become a parking attendant there. It's pretty fun. I'll see if I can get you a job there. But yeah, it's fun. And you get to work whenever you want, and it's cool. So speaking of that, my boss, actually, with Iowa Cubs, is actually a huge Indiana fan, so it's nice. I told him before the season, I was like,
he's having a good year.
Yeah, having it for no, this is before the college football even started. And I was like, Fernando Mendoza, man, just a great, great dude. And so yeah, you just come work for the Iowa Cubs. It's a pretty good job, and Iowa Cubs plays well. And Owen Casey, I'm mad about it, but I mean, like, when you get a guy like Edward Cabrera, you kind of have to trade a guy like that. And I wish Owen Casey nothing but the best with the Marlins. And Alex Bregman, great times here in Chicago. And speaking of that, right before we got on here, 8:30, the Bulls won. 9:00, the Blackhawks won. I think it was like 9:00, the Cubs signed Alex Bregman, and then like 10:00, the
Bears came back.
It's crazy night for the city of Chicago, and Kansas basketball, man. Oh my God, did you watch the game against West Virginia?
I didn't watch.
Oh Lord, man, it was.
They play Iowa State today.
Tomorrow, and I don't think it's gonna go well. I hate Iowa State. Always have, always will. But
Iowa State might jump up to 2. You see, Michigan lost.
They lost?
Michigan
did
lost.
Did they really? Did they? Who they lose to?
I think they lost to Wisconsin.
Oh, I did see that, bro. Yeah. How do you lose to Wisconsin?
Crazy.
Oh, my God, bro. Speaking of the game on Tuesday, your guy Ben Hemmer and Mr. Jaden Park over here, we will be in attendance for the Walking Northwest versus Dowling. I told Jaden he has to get to a game this year.
It's going
to
be a great game.
It will be a tremendous game.
Ranked.
I don't know how they're not. I don't know how. What happened against Cedar Falls, I don't know how we're nationally ranked, but yeah, my Walking Northwest Bulls, diehard fan. I will be in attendance. Me and JJP, if you see us, man, come sit by us. Ask us for an autograph. We'll give you an autograph, and we'll give you our takes about what we think.
We'll give you a Campus Chronicle.
Yeah, we'll bring you guys the Campus Chronicle, latest edition. And, you guys, if you want to come, wherever Jaden Park will be sitting, I will be sitting right next to him. And yeah, it will be a great game. And I hope that both my Milwaukee Northwest Wolves girls and boys basketball team come back and win, or don't come back. Hopefully that they win and get a victory. And yeah, we need to try to get to the Milwaukee versus Milwaukee Northwest game at Milwaukee. We need to try to get to that game. That's actually in February.
How far is Milwaukee from Milwaukee Northwest?
It's like 2 minutes, because there's like this trail. So like there's this like trail from Northwest to Milwaukee.
Like you can just walk there if you wanted to.
Well, yeah, but like, so there's like this, like, so I used to run cross country, yeah, and there was this trail that we used to take. It took us right from Milwaukee, or sorry, from Northwest to Milwaukee. It's probably like, if you were to drive from Northwest to Milwaukee, it's probably like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. But if you were to take that trail, it's like 2 minutes probably. So it's very close. And I came back from Milwaukee Northwest versus Milwaukee wrestling match. We dominated 52-16. Go Wolves, baby. And we won every single sport. Not going to get into football, what happened, because I don't feel like talking about it. Milwaukee, all I'm going to say is Milwaukee, you got very lucky. And we beat them in basketball. We dominate them in track. We just dominated in wrestling. We beat them in softball. We beat them in soccer, girls and boys soccer. And it's a wolf town, baby.
That's looking not even a rivalry.
It's not. It's just like with Iowa and Iowa State. It's not even a rivalry. I saw something.
Like they get one lucky win a couple, like a, they get a couple lucky wins this year, and now it's a cycle.
Yeah, like you think it's a Cyclone State. Like, buddy, you haven't beaten us in wrestling in 20 years, and now you think it's a Cyclone State. Like, buddy, I don't want to hear anything. Like, Iowa leads a series in football, basketball, wrestling, baseball. Oh, wait, shoot. I forgot. Iowa State doesn't have a baseball team. Softball, we beat you guys. Volleyball, like it's not a Cyclone State. Me and Jaden agree. If you're a Cyclone fan, it's never Cyclone State, and it never will be. It's a Hawkeye State.
Like, I'm still going to be a Hawkeye supporter when I go to Iowa State, too.
Yeah, exactly, great, too. Like, if you go to Iowa State and you're an Iowa fan, you're a real one. But if you go to Iowa and you're an Iowa State fan, you're not a real one. And, yeah, so me and Jaden both agree. Hawkeye State always has been, always will be, never will change. Even if Iowa State takes the series lead, it always will be a Hawkeye State. And, it always will be. So, yeah, man, I'm just I'm very, very happy.
Did you see Malachi Toney's touchdown? The Miami wide receiver. He's gonna be good. He's like the next Jeremiah Smith hyped up. Like, he's hyped up.
Speaking of that,
who won the best wide receiver if it wasn't Jeremiah?
Okay, yeah, I'll tell you here. Malachi Lemon from USC.
Who? Isn't he supposed to be?
He
like,
wasn't
drafted?
Even the best receiver in his own conference. No. Jeremiah Smith won the Big Ten Receiver of the Year. How does Jeremiah Smith not win the Biletnikoff Award? Like, how does that make any sense? Make that make sense to me? Like, Malachi Lemon, great receiver, but he's not Jeremiah Smith. Like, he's not even the best receiver in his own conference. How is he the best receiver in the country? How does that make any sense to me? It doesn't. I don't know how it makes any sense. And
what happened to Ryan Williams? Like, he was so hyped up last year. That seven, you know, the 17-year-old.
He just didn't have a good quarterback throwing him the ball. Okay, Ty Simpson's good, but he's not.
He's decent.
He's
but
not
like,
Jalen Milroe. He's just not. And
Jalen Milroe should get a chance somewhere.
I mean, I've told people this.
Or he should be like a. They should do like a two quarterback set where he can like run the ball.
He should be like the next Taysom Hill, where they find him up a tight end, but
or like wide receiver, like just all around.
Yeah, Jaden, I've told people this for the Vikings. Getting rid of Sam Darnold was a mistake.
That boy, he just won 14 plus wins on both.
And then you just get rid of him and draft JJ McCarthy, who is not good. JJ McCarthy, I get people can say, oh, it's 1 year. He's not that good. And I feel bad for Justin Jefferson, honestly. I really do. The amount of quarterbacks he's had, Kirk Cousins, Nick Mullins, Joshua Dobbs, Sam Darnold, JJ McCarthy. Like, he's had so many quarterbacks on the ball. Jaren Hall, for God's sake. Like, I feel so bad for JJ McCarthy. I mean, sorry, not JJ McCarthy. I feel bad for Justin Jefferson. The amount of quarterbacks that he's had throwing him the ball. And I'm not a Vikings fan. I'm a Bears fan. But you got to think of this logically here. Getting rid, just like we're getting married to Baker Mayfield, the dude that led you to the playoffs, you just get rid of him, and look how that's gone for you. Deshaun Watson, Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders.
They even had Jameis Winston.
Yeah, they had Jameis. Who was
he's a good locker room guy.
Yeah, he's good for getting you hyped up. And yeah, man, I'm very, very disappointed in what the Vikings did. I mean, I'm not a fan, but like, dude led you to 14 wins.
They'd rather have JJ McCarthy than Sam Darnold, who got them 14 wins.
Yeah, like, you could say, oh, Kevin O'Connell. I get Kevin O'Connell's a good coach, and he's a good quarterback coach, but like, why would you not keep Sam Darnold? I've told Vikings fans this all the time. Why would you not keep Sam Darnold? He led you to 14 wins. It's like the Bears, I mean, 14 wins, getting rid of Cale Williams. If the Bears get rid of Cale Williams, which will never happen. But if they do, I'm never following this team ever again. Like, I never will. Right, but
you can't even get Justin Jefferson the ball. He's making Justin Jefferson look bad. How do you even do that?
Yeah. Like, how do you make Justin Jefferson?
Like, he just had 1,800 yards that one year that he went Offensive Player of the Year, and now he's trying to fight for a 1,000-yard season.
Yeah, like how do you, I don't blame him. I don't blame Jay Jettis at all for him throwing his helmet and getting mad. I don't blame him one bit.
Imagine he goes to the Bengals. They reunite with
him, T, Burrow, and Jamar Chase. Oof. Speaking of that, George Kittle, man.
Yeah.
That's been his problem his whole career, is he can never stay healthy. Like, if George Kittle were to stay healthy, he'd be like Travis. He'd be better than Travis Kelce. He really would be. He'd be the best side in the league. And it's unfortunate what's happening to my Iowa guys. And speaking of Iowa guys, Cooper
Regine made the first team all pro.
And he rumors he's dating Nikki Bella. Yeah. Which, do you really think that's true, Jaden? No.
I think she came out and said that was false, but like my boy, he can do anything he wants, bro. He's Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, man. She's not a safety.
Probably just saying that for real.
Hey, probably true. You know what's crazy? She could be his mom. She could be his mom, bro.
She's like 40 something.
She's 42 and he's 22. He's gonna be 23 here on February 9th. Crazy. And if that is true,
insane Riz, man.
Congrats, Cooper. Congrats, man. And Cooper DeJean had a girlfriend. Like, did he just get I don't know what's going on here, but yeah, man, it's crazy, man. The NFL and crazy. I remember week one of the NFL season, not knowing how we were on this exact same podcast previewing Monday Night Football, and I did not know how my Chicago Bears were going to do. Unfortunately, we lost to the Vikings. We went 0-2. Speaking of that, we lost to the Lions, but I'm not really mad about that loss because, like, I mean, Dan Campbell knows Ben Johnson, like, he comes from his tree, and like, I'm mad, but I'm not because, like, they know Ben Johnson, right? And like, you know, we're just, it's, yet, like, you know what I mean? Like, I have mixed feelings about it, but at the end of the day, like, we're in the playoffs and they're not. So like, and it's because of Ben Johnson, and I think Dan Campbell needed Ben Johnson to be good. People can say, oh, well, we beat you twice. Well, yeah, I don't think we were really trying that second game. I think we were, but I think Ben was saving all of his plays for the Green Bay Packers and Mr. Matt LaFleur. And so, yeah, great Chicago Bears season. I'm just so proud of how hard we fought and all those comeback wins. Caleb has the most comeback wins in the NFL, Mr. Iceman himself. And for people that don't believe in Caleb Williams, get a life, man. Like, Caleb Williams, at first I thought he was a bust. I thought a terrible pick. Like, how can I save our team? Justin was better. And people were calling, oh, Bajan, they want Bajan and all this nonsense.
I'd rather have Caleb than Bajan.
100%. I think Bajan's a good quarterback.
Bajan's all right.
I think he's a good backup. I think he is a good backup. But I just think that, like, Caleb is doing things that no other Chicago Bears quarterback is doing.
He almost had the 4,000-yard season, too. He was, like, 58 yards away.
Yeah. I don't really think that really matters. I mean, I could care
He'll get it sometime.
He will, but I don't really care about people are like, oh, the Bears have never had it. I don't really care. I'd rather make the playoff.
He broke the record anyway. Like,
yeah, the Bears single pass roster. But, like, I'd much rather have – I've told people this. And Bears fans agree. I'd much rather go to the playoffs than have some guy throw 4,000 yards. Like, we've seen guys.
Like, they could bring Jameis Winston in and he could just throw it downfield, but they wouldn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
he could,
like,
just throw it down the field,
like,
every time.
You can have a quarterback that throws you can have a guy that throws for 4,000 yards and his team is terrible, whereas Caleb Williams throws for 3,000 yards and his team makes the playoffs, which I'd rather 1,000% I'd rather have our team make the playoffs. And I don't think it's a big deal about Caleb not throwing for 4,000 yards. I don't really think it matters that much, to be honest with you. And so, yeah, I just don't think I don't think it's really that big of a deal. And it's not a big deal. And so, yeah, couple more things here. Man, my Kansas Jayhawks, man, lost to West Virginia the other day.
What's going on with Darren Peterson? Is he okay?
Dude, he's such a liability. Like, he'll come into the first half, drop 30 points, and he'll sit out the rest of the game when we need him the most, and he'll sit out. And it's just, I don't know what his problem is. Like, if you're not 100%, don't play. Like, it's just, I don't know what to do at this point, man. Like, Self will play him in the first half. He'll dominate, but then he'll come out in the second half, and then he'll just, like, he won't play. He won't do anything. And like he'll play in the first half and he'll just get cramps. And it's just like dude, like why are you playing then? Like I'd rather have you be 100% and play than be 50% and dropping 32 points. Like it just doesn't make any sense to me. And I like Darren Peterson, great player, but he's become a liability for Kansas. And I don't like it at all. I don't like it one bit. And it's very confusing to me. And we have a game against Iowa State. We've talked about Iowa State here couple minutes ago. Hate Iowa State. Always have, always will. And I know Mr. Jaden Park is going to Iowa State, but he hates Iowa State. Will you go to any football games there at Iowa State?
Probably, yeah.
You're going to cheer against them?
Maybe. It depends on who they're playing for.
If they're playing Iowa.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm going to... Hopefully my family gets season tickets again, so we can... It will be my first Cy Hawk game next year, and we're going to watch Iowa... Put BTA on Iowa State next year.
They're not even going to have anybody on the roster.
No, you see the quarterback who they got from Oklahoma State, Zane Flores? Iowa State got him. Like, bro, he's terrible. If you think he did good at Oklahoma State, bro, like, he's not good. Like, he's not good. And do I think it was Mike Gundy's fault? No. I mean, it's the players at the end of the day that are playing the game. Like, when you don't have good enough players, what do you want a coach to do? Like, I mean...
Iowa State's just so disappointing. They could probably go undefeated on the season and they'd lose first round in March Madness, probably.
Basketball?
Yeah.
Iowa State fans say, oh, we're winning that championship.
Yeah, they thought they started the season like whatever and no. Oh, and they beat Iowa. Oh my gosh, we're going to the national championship. Oh my gosh.
We beat Purdue. We're the best team in the country. Let me get this straight. Purdue is overrated, and no, you're not the best team in the country because you would not beat Michigan. Michigan would beat you. Michigan State would beat you, and Arizona would beat you. So don't get your hopes up too high. You are not the best. All right, so like I was saying, you are not the best team in the country. You beat Purdue. Yes, they're okay.
Like, but, Purdue is not number one in the nation.
No, 100%. They were only ranked number one because Brandon Smith came back. Like, bro, like it.
And I always say it's low-key not even number three.
No, heck no. Who have they beaten? That's good. Who?
Nobody.
Besides Purdue.
I guess.
But, like, they don't have Zach Edey anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, they just don't. And, yeah, so I'm disappointed.
They got Milan, Heyman Lipsy, and that one other dude that's kind of decent.
But Killian Torre. Yeah, he's fine. But, you know, so one of my high school classmates I ran cross country with in Tanner Simpson. He's actually a manager at Iowa State for the basketball team. And a good friend of mine. I actually did Boy Scouts with him when we were little. And Tanner, I hope you're a good manager. But good. It's always go Hawkeyes forever and always. And a couple more things. Trae Young trade.
Crazy.
I text you to this. It reminds me of the Luka trade where you get a washed-up CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert, who hasn't done anything.
The Hawks lost Luka and Trae Young because they drafted Luka.
Yeah, that's crazy. I never thought of that. That's crazy, yeah. But I'm like, bro, what? Atlanta Hawks, what are you doing, man? But you
traded for CJ McCollum, who's like 37 or something.
Yeah, he's
and Corey Kispert.
Name me one good thing CJ McCollum's done in his career. He hasn't done.
I can tell you, he's been Dame's backup.
Yeah, Dame's counterpoint. But yeah, man, it's just Atlanta Hawks, what are you doing, man?
You didn't even get a pick out of it.
Yeah, I mean, you lost. Luka and Trae Young. And who's going to be their best player now?
Jalen Johnson, I think. He's decent. He's averaging like a triple-double, but I mean...
Yeah,
he doesn't have anyone around. He doesn't have a point guard now.
Yeah, he's fine, but...
They got Kristaps, but he's always getting injured.
Yeah, who...
Just like AD. AD, like, hasn't played a game for the Mavericks yet.
I don't even remember the last full season Anthony Davis was healthy. I mean...
I don't think ever.
Maybe the 2020 first, season with the Lakers. Like, when he was at the Pelicans, he went healthy.
He was fine, and then he got the Lakers.
And he had the curse. Yeah, I don't know what the problem was.
They won that championship, and they just took all of his injuries and just, like...
He got his ring. But, yeah, and then, speaking of that, Dolphins fired their head coach, Mike McDaniel. Guys, it smells so bad in here. Do you think the 49ers can bring him back as our offensive coordinator? I mean, might. I think they could. They could. I think that'd be a great... I think that'd be a great great hire for them. And I saw somebody say the Bears can bring him in. Like, bro, Ben calls the plays on our team. Like, yeah, why Ben's would you...
Fine. We don't even need an offensive coordinator for real. Bears are fine.
Are you a Bears fan now, or what's your team?
Kind of, sort of.
Hey, you're coming on the Bears bandwagon. I like it. I like it. But
I guess so.
Yeah, man. The Adam Schefter just
what had he said
on Instagram. the Cleveland Browns are interviewing Mike McDaniel for their head coaching job. I mean, he's not a bad coach. It's just what happened to Tua. That was the thing. Like, he's not bad.
I'd rather have Harbaugh.
Yes, 100%. Would you rather have Stefanski or McDonald?
Stefanski.
Yeah, I would too. But
he just.
I mean, Mike McDaniel's not bad. He's not terrible. It's just Tua can never stay healthy. That's the problem.
He's better than some coaches, but yeah,
he's better than like. I'll give Aaron Glenn a couple of years to see how good he is. I think Aaron Glenn is going to help the Jets, but I mean, it's going to take him a while, right? I mean, the Jets are a terrible organization, but yeah. Who do you think the Giants could hire as their coach? I mean,
I think Harbaugh might go there. That's a good.
I've seen people say that.
He got Jackson Dart, Cam Scadabu, Malik Nabers.
That's dangerous.
A good defense.
He's got Theo Johnson too.
I think he's either between the Giants and the Browns.
Yeah, I do too.
Who else is open?
Dolphins. But I don't think I want to go there.
Is Tyreek Hill even going to be back?
I don't know, man. I hope.
He's just like a diva.
He is. He's an injury prone guy, and but yeah. Do you want to? I got it.
What? No, he. No, that was a.
That was a teacher. That was a teacher. But yeah, man. So anything else you want to?
I don't think I got anything else for you.
Northwest versus Dowling. Great game. Hopefully that we...
I hope we see a good game.
I do, too. I hope we see a great game. And, yeah, man. It's good to be back here talking with you guys, man. It's been a while, but...
Shout out to the Bears.
Yeah, shout out to the Bears, man. Hopefully you guys beat the Rams. And, yep. Hopefully for a great week. And, yeah, man. Good to be back. Back from break.
Good to be back. We will see you guys on the next Campus Chronicle podcast. You can check us out on campuschroniclenews.com.
Yep,
Instagram, TikTok, and X.
Just post something. Yep.
We just posted something on Instagram and TikTok. Go check it out. If you want to join us on the next podcast or be on the student newspaper, find us in Building 5, Room 1136.
Yep, check them out, man.
We'll see you guys next podcast.
See ya.
Look at this guy's comment right here. Thank you, Jaden.